Thank you. Mr. Wyatt, would you state your name and your ADC number again for the record?
Bernard Wyatt, 321704.
Thank you, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Courtesy for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing. You have actually signed the document saying that hearing will be held today. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And only among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, as you can see, I believe you can see us, can't you? And as you can see, there are four board members participating in the hearing today. They are, to my right, your left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Other side of myself, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side, the Honorable Mr. Neal is the Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I will serve as your panel lead. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Brady, who you should be able to see now. Mr. Brady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. I have one quick question, Mr. White and Mr. Brady. Will both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard and you so firm? Mr. White?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brady?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. White, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the assigned parole officer at the South Mountain Parole Office at 801 South 16th Street, Suite number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, by 10 a.m. the following day of your release, or at or on about January 31, 2019. The whereabouts was unknown, thus he was in the struggle from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you so very much, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Wright, I'm going to find that he violated the terms of the condition of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Now, sir, we are preparing to go into phase two of your hearing, which is very important. At the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue your supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. So I'm going to ask that you remain quiet. We're going to get this information, then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. So at this time, the Honorable Mr. Brady, would you give us some background information, sir?
Mr. White was released from DOC on January 30th of 2019. He was arrested on February 11th of 2019 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on February 11th of 2019. There's a CSED on August 11th of 2019 that reflects 11 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DOC. His CUIR scores are 2, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2000, theft, Texas, county jail. 2002, controlled substance violation, Texas, county jail. 2002, aggravated assault, Texas, county jail. 2004, burglary, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. 2005, aggravated assault, Texas, federal prison. To a community risk score of G3V3.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Brady, for providing the board with that background information. And I'm going to turn over here to the case supervision summary. We don't have very much, but I will report what we have, that when you were released, that you were to reside at Reborn Assistance in Phoenix. However, you did not establish residence at Reborn. And your last known address for Ames is Class at 232 South 12th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. So why did you go to Reborn, sir? What happened?
I showed up I drunk a beer.
Oh, okay, so you had a beer. I'm just going to ask that you're just gotten out, so why would you have a beer that soon, sir?
Drunk at a beer in the morning, and from my understanding, the beer, it'll get out of the system when you urinate within an hour, and I was good from there when it showed dirty.
You were going to beat the system. That's what happened. You thought you could beat that system. I don't know this. I don't drink beer, so I can't attest to it, but I understand what you're saying. I think I heard some others say the same thing, but it didn't quite work for you that time. So why did you go after this? They kicked you out, they discharged you from Reborn. So why did you go, sir?
I was just upset myself because I messed up, and I was just roaming around.
Okay. And did you, I just have to ask, I don't have to ask, but I just want to ask, did you have any more beer after you had messed up, sir?
No, sir.
And, okay. So, you went out for 11 days. I started to ask you, did you have a job? But I don't think you was out long enough to have a job. Did you have a job, sir, while you were out?
I was looking for one.
You was looking for one, okay. And then you failed to do any programming or any UA because you were out for 11 days. So if you had not had that beer and you had not ended up with that situation with Reborn, what would you have done? So what would your plans have been? What would you be doing today? Because you would still be incarcerated today. So what would you be doing if you had not had that situation, sir?
I pretty much probably have a job already and doing well.
I know that you do have a long history out in Texas. How long have you been in Arizona, sir, before you were incarcerated here, sir?
Since 2015.
Oh, okay, so you've been here about 3 years, 1 or 4 years here in Arizona. Okay, sir. At this time, I want to see if other board members may have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any other questions from board members. This is your hearing, sir. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, the board is prepared to listen, sir.
Sorry for my actions. I hold myself accountable and it will never happen again. Just hoping to be reinstated to show myself that I can do better for myself and to the community and y'all.
Let me ask you one other question before the board goes into discussion. Where would you stay if the board let you out, sir? You done messed up with Reborn, so where would you reside, sir?
Another halfway house. Reborn told me that if they have some more room, they would take me back.
And one other question, I said that was number one, but one other question, when Reborn dismissed you, did you contact your parole officer, sir?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay, sir. Okay, well, the board is now going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and following this discussion, the board will be right back with you with its decision. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation with Mr. White, that he had his freedom and he decided to drink that beer I don't know which chemist had told him that you could drink it and that it would be out of the system in a few hours, but it just didn't work for him, so it remained in his system when he got to Reborn, and they discharged him, and the rest of it is history, and therefore he absconded for 11 days while he was out, and that sounded like a long time, 11 days, but that's the entire time that he was out, and unfortunately, last question I asked, did he contact his parole officer? The answer is no, and he was supposed to have contacted his parole officer the next day. Therefore, I do not see him as being suitable for release at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Hearing none, I'm going to offer a motion to, based upon information that's been presented to the board, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. White's community supervision at this time.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, Trustee Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kalani. Sir, this will yield the rule. I'm sorry we had to make that decision, but we have to follow the rules also, just as we do. This will end the hearing, so if you would be kind enough to put the seal three back on the phone, we would certainly appreciate it. And just lay the phone down, don't hang it up, sir. Just lay it down, sir. Thank you, sir.